You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Yo.
What's good, man?
What's good, bro?
Ain't shit. Finally got it through.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm all right, bro. Can't complain. We got
it. It can always be worse.
Thank God.
It can always be worse.
I'm just trying to make laugh.
I don't know why that shit was acting up.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know what happened. And I actually liked on it. But sorry, people. We had a bit of a weird technical difficulties on Discord. For some reason, wasn't letting us hear each other. So, well, I heard RJ. He just couldn't hear me. I don't know what was happening.
Yeah.
But now, people, welcome to the Brooklyn Power Trip. I'm RJ. You know,
right.
The duo. It's Sunday, so God bless. We apologize. I had to work all week, so we had to push the show back a couple of days. We were supposed to do one yesterday, but I had to work yesterday as well. I got called in, so I wasn't gonna stray away from making that easy bread. So,
no, of course not.
Yeah,
of course not.
It's way too easy to be passing it up, son. So. Here we are, people, on a Sunday. It's playoff football today. We got two more games today. And we're going to give you our weekly dose of wrestling, people. That's what we do. That's what we come here to shoot the shit and give y'all our blunt reactions and how we feel about shit straight up. We don't sugarcoat nothing. There's nothing to sugarcoat. We fans tell it how it is, whether y'all like it or not, whether you disagree or agree. No disrespect, we don't care.
We just don't care.
We don't care. We're gonna tell y'all how it is and the reality of what it is. I'm sorry. That's really what it comes down to. That's what me and RJ do. Me and RJ do it all the time.
Exactly.
And nobody is ever really safe. Nobody. It don't matter.
Even if it's our favorites get flamed too.
Our favorites get flamed, all the time, bro. Fucking vets get flamed all the time, man. Fucking doing dumb shit. Like, it don't matter. You're gonna get flamed if we catch it. This is our Shaq and the Fool, and there's a lot. There's always gonna be that one.
Yep, always.
But yeah, people. I guess we'll start off with Monday Night Raw this past Monday. I was just really into the whole Truth Judgment Day stuff. That was like probably like my biggest takeaways for the show. Really funny, bro. Really funny.
I got
bro.
Your cut, DP.
Yo, Damian Priest looked at the stack, bro. He was like, just don't be too loud about it, alright? Yo, it was so Hispanic, so New York. Oh my God, Arthur, that shit was funny. He took the bread and was like, alright, just don't be too loud about it. Go sell it.
Sell the merch. Just don't be too loud about it.
then, I know I'm skipping a bunch of shit, but then in the tag team match, my man gave Finn the bread and Finn was picking it up off the floor and putting it in his pocket. Son, the best part about that whole shit was he zipped up the pocket to his jacket. They kept the jacket. Usually they just throw the jacket, it's on the floor, whatever. No, he kept the jacket, gave it to Dom. Son, Finn was like, "Bread? Alright, zip." JD was like, "Where's my?" JD's like, "Where's my cut?" He's like, "You have to be a member."
And to be fair, just Don McDonough have been a part of Judgment Day for like what, a month now, and they have no merch for the dude. They have nothing, so it's kind of weird.
I'm thinking they doing that shit on purpose, bro.
Probably.
I think they're doing that shit on purpose, cause even Damian, even Damian Priest be like, "Just let Truth rock, man." And JD be getting sick, and Damian Priest be giving him that look like, "Bro, you better shut the fuck up. I allowed you to be in the group, bro."
Yeah, but Damian Priest is getting, it's more and more apparent that he's getting kicked out.
Yep, he's gonna have a baby face run.
Yeah, him being the only one that doesn't want to do despicable things to R-Truth is, because truth be told, he could have beat him down backstage. He could have, but he didn't.
He could have beat him down and took all the bread.
Yeah.
Like,
And again, Priest and Rhea going back and forth, you know, you running your shit? Are you running your shit? You know? So, right. Like, yeah, it's becoming more and more apparent that Damian Priest is getting kicked out of Judgment Day. And when that happens, look for some stuff to start popping off next week. Well, tomorrow. Tomorrow going into the Royal Rumble, too. Because he's fighting Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm. That shit's gonna be lit.
So
that shit's gonna be lit. Imagine him picking up Drew's big ass for the South of Heaven. Oh my god. Oh my god, bro. Or even worse, imagine he tries to razor edge it. Oh my god, bro.
Man, Drew might fall over on his neck, man. That's bro, a big dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's a big dude. And if Priest picks him up, son. Man, his choke slam, that South of Heaven, is not no ordinary choke slam.
He like, be jacking niggas up, bro.
He picks you up really high in the air, and he, like, tilts the world in the air. Then he slams you all the way down, and he falls with you. Undertaker, Kane, they would just throw you. Like, he's taking you up and bringing you down with him. Nah, bro. Mm-mm. No. That's like Batista bomb. The Batista bomb is crazy, son. No. You coming down with me? Oh my god, I'm
fucked. Priest sits out. He sits out.
Yeah, that shit is hard. That shit is so. That choke slam is lit. Yeah, but not yet,
best,
you're right.
He's got the best choke slam in the biz besides Dijak and Bass.
Yeah. Yes. That shit is beautiful, bro. That shit is beautiful. If Baron Corbin wants to continue to do it, Baron Corbin got a chance to here we go. Here I go again with another Baron Corbin praise. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is up with me lately?
Oh boy.
Nah, but that is my boy, now I ain't gonna stunt. Yo, you see that? I know I'm skipping, but you see that funny shit on Tuesday?
Oh, it's on Dijak?
No, with Baron and Braun in backstage.
Oh, the AO. Oh, yeah, that shit was crazy, bro.
Baron was like, "You were thinking about us in the shower? You're not making this any better."
Yeah, I came up with the name in the shower.
Yo, Baron conversation was like, "Hey, yo, I swear to God, if he said pause, I would be like, that's it. He won me. He won me over." Cause son, he was looking at him like, "Hey, yo."
He had
the "Hey, yo" face, bro.
He had the "Hey, yo" face deadlocked.
My man was like, "Bro, we've only been a team for 2 weeks." Bro, mad, quiet, soft spoken. Oh, it felt longer than that. Like, yo, bro, you good, son? Yeah, that shit was funny. My man said I was thinking about it in the shower. Baron was like, "You're not making this any better." Oh my god. But yeah, Monday was alright.
Cody and Drew.
Yes, Cody and Drew had that nice little bro, it feels like Drew's doing this shit weekly and more, son. I'm on his side. This shit is crazy. Like, usually, like we said, usually with the heel, they always like, not. I don't want to say deceitful, but it's
they lie and bullshit. They make up excuses as to why.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, this happened to me. you know, oh yeah. My God, I can't get an opportunity because blah, 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 and blah, right. Blah, 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 but Drew McIntyre, you know, ah, shit.
He's
a lot of fucked me over. These guys fucked me over. I hate everybody. Arr!
Yeah, he's not like, it's not like he's lying about anything he's saying. Like, yeah, he may sound selfish, but there is like factual backup to his selfishness. Like, I feel you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying, RJ? Like, I feel him. Like, yeah. I totally understand why he not letting this rock. And look, if we want to go to SmackDown, all the dudes that got fucked over by Roman and the Bloodline are really sick now, too. LA Knight's still sick, like, on the promo against AJ. He's still sick. Yeah. Like, I didn't forget he had his cousin help me beat him. LA Knight's, like, the first person besides Drew to be like, bro, you didn't even beat me fair and square, and you think you're done with me? Like, thank you. Finally, somebody's stepping up. Like, yeah, he's Roman. But y'all not some bunch of bitches. Y'all not pussy. Like, what the fuck? So, I like that. I like what Drew's doing, bro. I like it. And, I don't know, man. The Royal Rumble's gonna be fun. They're gonna have a lot of top main eventers in that bitch. And we may think we may know who may win, but at the end of the day, we don't. There's so many top dogs that's gonna be in it. It's gonna make it interesting. I'm telling you, it's gonna make me feel like that 01 year. When it was Triple H, they had Stone Cold, Kane was eliminating everybody, Rock, Angle. I feel like it's gonna have a lot of big guys. You're gonna be like, damn, I feel like I know who's gonna win, but then I don't.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
OD good thing, because past several years, I'm not gonna hold you, RJ, the Rumble's been kind of meh.
I ain't gonna lie years. Though 2022 is terrible as that was, nobody yeah. really predicted that Brock Lesnar was gonna win that joint.
But Brock Lesnar did some... He's grimy, too. Yeah. Brock Lesnar said, fuck everybody. I'm winning. I knew something was off the minute he threw Randy Orton out. And they were in St. Louis. And he threw him out quick. And I'm like, wait. Why'd he do... In my head, I'm like, why he do that? Randy's the hometown... And it's Randy. Like, he just... he just tossed Randy out the ring. I'm like, this is bad. This is not supposed to happen. Like, this, I don't know. And he fucking won. Fucking bum. Got me sick.
Who else is going to win it, realistically?
That year, I had no idea, bro. Probably nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Brock Lesnar was like, I can sell out another Mania. Give me the win.
Even though I know he was sick about fighting Roman again for the umpteenth time.
He probably was pretty pissed off about that shit, too. But then again, watching the Pat McAfee shit, he probably thinking to himself, well, the only person that I'm going to make the most bread fighting against is Roman. That's probably what he really thought about at the end of the day, too. Yeah. But nah, man, Monday, they gave us a matchup that I told you I wanted last week. It didn't go as I planned, but they gave it to us. Ludwig Kaiser versus Xavier Woods.
Yeah, you did say that.
I wanted that. I just didn't like that Xavier Woods... He put up a better fight than I wanted. And that may sound fucked up, but to further Kaiser, I wish Kaiser...
They gotta sell his anger. You can't have him right. Come out there all pissed and vinegar, and then he gets his ass handed, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Xavier Woods is not a job guy. Like, I can understand if that was Tozawa going out there.
Word.
And word. Getting his ass whooped like that, you know, I'm upset! And then he gets his ass whooped like that.
Word.
Xavier Woods is multi-time champion, bro. Like, you can't go out there and just beat him flatter than 4 o'clock in the middle of the ring and then expect anybody to give a damn about it later.
No, I feel you. That makes... You're right.
The ultimate payoff is these guys in a tag team match, obviously. And based on how the story is going, Imperium should get the win to cap it off.
Then they should do some crazy shit, like do a steel cage tag team match. Like, do some crazy shit and then have Imperium win, because...
As much as it doesn't fit that whole character and the Mad is Sacred thing, that could work. That could definitely work.
Yeah, I want that. Kaiser's been showing out, man. This is a nice way for somebody like New Day to put them over, finally. They need a big win.
Yeah.
And And then what happened, RJ? Right after that, when they went to backstage, bro, Jey Uso saved him, and Kaiser didn't want no parts of Jey, bro.
None of that.
He didn't want no parts of Jey. I tweeted out in that time, you know that shit with Jamie Foxx and Denzel? He was like, get your hands off of me.
Yep.
That's exactly what Jey Uso's face was like. Anyway, get your hands off of Woods, bro. What the fuck? Hey, man. I don't know if Triple H is listening, but he giving me exactly what I've been wanting for months now. Months, bro. Months. It looked like Jey Uso and Gunther finally going to have that matchup sooner rather than later. I don't know if Gunther going to lose, but if Gunther want that match with Brock, I think he should lose to Jey. I think so.
Yeah.
Because Brock ain't fighting for no Intercontinental title. I'm sorry.
Nah, he's not. He's not.
He's not.
He's not. He's not. And if Brock wins the match, it makes the Intercontinental champion look weak.
Right, exactly. And which I don't even think Brock is going to win if he faces him. I don't even know.
I mean, Brock shouldn't win. I mean, you don't want to keep on beating Brock over and over again, but if Gunther is going to be a big deal, if he's a big deal in your eyes, then he's going to win.
Right.
You can't make the same mistakes we made with Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon had Brock Lesnar beating guys like Braun and all the other young guys over and over again, and didn't want us to take those guys seriously once Brock Lesnar leaves.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Do that. You can't do that.
Right.
Like I said, I can understand not wanting to beat Brock Lesnar all the time. But you have to. Brock Lesnar has to put over a guy that you know in the back of your mind you want to do something with.
And I honestly, the program for that is simple. Have Gunther sit down across from Brock in the backstage segment and just have Gunther tell Brock, like, you are the greatest specimen this sport has ever seen. And I don't know if I'm that man, I'm the guy, unless I step in the ring with you and see what I got against you. And then Brock, he could laugh, chuckle, and be like, you know what? Show me what you got at Mania. Show me what you can do, and we'll see what happens. That's it. That's perfect. That's it. And then if Gunther wins, you can have Brock hug him, shake his hand, and go, "I
hug him, hug him."
Like you know, like what he did to Cody. You know what I'm saying? Like, let Brock show the respect. Like, he confronted me himself, and he showed me what he had, and he beat me. That's respect. Brock been saying it all the time. He wants dudes to step up. That's why he keep coming back. Yeah. There's no other dudes that are stepping up. That's why he do keep coming back. He said it. Yeah. So if they do that story like, oh, somebody's stepping up to me and wants to face me, see what he got against me, then you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll make Gunther look way better. Like, damn, he's a heel. He's a stand-up heel. And he gonna stand by what he says. I fuck with that shit. Just like how I feel the same way with Dijak. Dijak is a stand-up heel. He gonna shit-talk you, and he gonna tell you what he gonna fucking do to you, and he's gonna fucking do it. Like, he's no bitch. Like, he's gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna big boot you in front of your kids. Okay, what happened to that? He's gonna big boot you in front of your kid and then make a mockery of you in front of your kid. Like, oh, come on, son. Mad disrespect. OD. Yeah. But now, what's going on? What else happened on Raw?
Ivar squashed Tozawa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he squashed him, but then fucking, Tozawa got the win, and then fucking, they whooped their asses after the match, so.
Oh, yeah. That whole feud. Yeah, he got the pin, and then he ran out the ring mad hype. That shit was so funny.
And then Valhalla, her stinky ass, come flying out of nowhere. Bam!
Oh, my God. I would have cried as soon as I saw them feet flying towards me. Like, ah.
No!
Gonna be smelling like Shrek Swamp for a week. Nah, oh, bro.
God. Bro, and Ivar killed Tozawa with that moonsault. Oh, my God. Killed him.
Violated.
So tomorrow on Raw, it's going to be Chad Gable versus Ivar. Oh my God! Wow.
Oh yeah. I don't know if Chad Gable gonna German suplex him or get killed. I don't even know which one.
But it's something's gonna happen.
Both. Bro, watch both happen. Chad going German suplex him, and then Ivar is going to be so mad, I'm killing you now. Fuck that.
Playtime is over.
You going to try to make my big ass look like a bitch? Fuck no.
Fuck that.
Right?
Fuck your that. Ass is grass.
Rhea had a face-to-face confrontation with Becky Lynch.
I liked it.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
I liked it. They didn't run each other down. They put each other over. And I liked it. A lot of people was bitching, oh, they're telegraphing the match for Mania. So what? Who gives a shit?
Right?
Mostly, this is a time where we kind of start figuring out pieces of the WrestleMania card anyways. It's January.
Word.
It's January. This is around the time when we do find out what's going to happen at WrestleMania. We can telegraph RJ. Shit. Like, RJ, why are you guys complaining? Shut up.
RJ, what have they been saying for Rumble since the beginning of Rumble? This is the start of what? The road to what?
The road to WrestleMania.
Like, come on, people. Like, come on. Like, what are y'all talking about? At least we get an old... People are so dumb, bro. At least we getting stories months ahead of time for the grandest stage. What do you mean?
Exactly.
Like, what are you... So dumb.
Nah, but I like this promo. The parallels and the differences. I liked it. I liked the promo. That was some really, really good shit, man. So
yeah, it was good.
I don't mind this. I just... If they're going to do a feud at Mania, Triple H is going to need to spice that joint up. I mean, I don't need them talking every week. I need them brawling sometime, too.
Yeah.
I need them to do some shit, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I
totally agree.
Yeah, and then Nakamura, you know, pretty much threw his name in the hat for the Rumble.
Yeah, and he said he's going to move. Yeah.
Got no problems with that.
Yep.
Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler beat Tegan Nox and Natty.
Yeah.
Did not give a fuck about that.
Yeah, Baszler made that bitch tap.
Baszler made her tap rockabye, baby.
Mm-hmm. She put over. That shit in the lock. It was over, son.
Yeah, CM Punk and Cody Rhodes will have a confrontation face to face. Next week.
Tomorrow.
That's
going to be late. That's going
to
be late.
Sorry, my notes, I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. You used to doing this like 2 days earlier. It's all good, bro.
My notes are dated.
Back.
And Ivy Nile versus Valhalla.
Yes.
Ivy Nile should squat rack that big ass up and do some shit.
And she should beat her. Valhalla don't even be wrestling like that, so this should be a dub for Ivy Nile.
Yeah, definitely.
OD.
And then we have Mahal and Seth with a title.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I didn't even care about the match, bro.
Of course not. It was it's paint by numbers. It wasn't nothing great. It wasn't anything spectacular.
Yeah.
It was just a regular paint by numbers match.
I will say though.
Yeah.
Those Colossus was looking tough. I'm not gonna lie. Those are the best Colossus I've seen. In a while.
What, Jinder's big ass better learn how to hit a fucking Cobra Clutch slam?
Son, that shit was looking good. I'm like, damn, sonny. I just don't like... Seth be doing them AEW selling sometimes. I don't like that shit, bro. I don't like that shit.
You gotta make the move look brutal.
Yeah, son. He be AEW selling. I'm like, Seth, come on, son.
You just said it. You just said it yourself, though. That was the best Colossus you've ever seen.
Yeah, that
it
is
takes
true.
The person to sell it in order for it to look good.
Facts. Yeah. It was nice. It was nice. The way he slammed him and he picked up his head and tried to like get up and he just fell back down. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, you gotta try to sell this guy who, you know, everybody's bitching about him not wrestling and shit like that, which that's good for my health, because Jinder Mahal fucking sucks in the ring.
Word.
But I mean, if you want to sell this guy like a threat, I mean, Seth's got to go out there and bump around and make that motherfucker look good. But, there was a brouhaha outside the ring with McIntyre and Damian Priest. McIntyre cock-blocked Damian Priest again. And so they went at it.
You're getting annoying now.
And they're,
That's probably why they're fighting. Damian Priest is sick of this shit.
I'm done with this.
You big jealous ass, get the fuck out of my business. bro.
I'm done with this.
Hey, you probably sick. Like, stop butting your fucking big ass Scottish nose in my business, boy. What the fuck? You probably getting sick.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, the referee taking packed up in this year, send their big asses up out of there, and Seth got him with the curb stomp. The reports coming out there to the show is that Seth Rollins hurt his knee. MCL and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We're gonna hear about that tomorrow as well.
Yeah, so Seth Rollins will be on the show tomorrow to address I guess all this. So I guess we're gonna see what they do with him. Do they keep the title on him? Do they let him rest for a couple of weeks?
Keep the title.
Do they have Damian Priest cash in on him? They have McIntyre and Mahal. I mean, not Mahal, but McIntyre and Priest fight for the belt later on that night.
Imagine he comes out and that's so foul. Oh my god. That reminds me of the fucking who did that? CM Punk did that shit to Jericho.
Jeff Hardy.
He cashed in on Jericho. Remember when Jericho was hurt?
No, that was Swagger that did that.
Oh, that's right. And Batista beat the fuck out of fucking Jericho.
Yeah,
that was Swagger. All right. Yeah, Pula?
No, it was Edge. It was Edge. Edge got Swagger. I mean, Edge fucked up Jericho and Swagger got him off that.
Right, my fault.
Which is weird because all three of those guys was heels. That was kind of crazy. Batista fucked up. Who did Batista fuck up? It wasn't Randy Orton.
I know he beat Randy
Batista Orton. Whooped somebody's ass and CM Punk cashed in on him. The first time. And then the second time, Jeff Hardy fucked up. I think Jeff Hardy had beaten Edge or somebody else again for the title.
Yeah.
When CM Punk came out there and cashed in on him the second time.
Yes.
And that was the start of his heel turn.
Oh my god. When Batista was a bad guy, oh my god. I'm not fighting him. So. That shit he did to Rey Mysterio, oh my god, bro.
You're supposed to be my friend!
Nah, son, I love when he was like, I'm gonna rip your head off. And then Ray's like, no. And then, yeah, I was like, oh here. My god!
He killed him.
Son, I could have
folded Rey Mysterio.
I could have sworn I seen Ray's shoes fly off.
Bro, he folded, son, bro.
Batista was scary as a bad guy. When he beat the fuck out of John Cena and just stood over him and just held the belt, I'm like, oh my god, son. I know they used to fiend for Cena, but they could have invested in Batista too, because god, babyface or heel Batista? Oh my son.
Batista and John Cena were top babyfaces around the same time, man.
Yeah, right? WrestleMania 21, no?
No, I mean, for years to come after that. Like
oh, yeah.
Batista never really slid down the card, you know?
No, never. Even as many times he got hurt, bro,
yeah,
he always came back.
Hurt a lot,
he did, bro. He did.
He was a top guy.
He used to always come back and always get his World Heavyweight Championship matches. Teddy Long, we used to fiend for Batista. Batista and Undertaker, that was Teddy Long's dudes.
but another thing, too, is Batista starting a business late, too. Batista was already in his mid-30s by the time he started in the business.
Word.
So the time clock on his push was already going to be short anyways.
Right, yep.
So...
I'm not gonna lie, though.
Whereas John Cena started getting his big baby face push in his late 20s.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I like Batista's heel run. When he used to come out in the jeans and the fucking Tims. Oh, my. He was a different breed, bro.
The tight jeans and the nose ring. Oh,
and the
man.
Nose ring. My man used to rock the sleeveless vest with the white tank top. Like, bro, you really want to fuck somebody up, bro. Oh, wait, he'll take the shades off and he'll give that stare, the angry. Oh, nah, bro, I'm good. Nah, Batista, you got it. Dave? Can I call you Dave, sir? You good. You good.
Batista was an animal, bro. No pun intended.
Deadass.
We dragged Ric Flair at the reunion at one time.
Oh my God. Son, he was killing him. He was killing Ric Flair. Like, Ric Flair was gasping for air.
Hunter, do I have your attention now?
Do I have your attention now? Give me what I want! The is too funny.
Batista was dead ass.
So, in them bright ass royal blue sunglasses, like my god. Oh
man, that shit was funny as fuck.
That shit is OD funny. Triple H was mad confused, like what?
He's like, what has Hollywood done to you, Dave?
OD, son, OD. Like, what you mean? I'm the bad guy in every movie. Fuck, you thought this was.
In every movie.
It's true.
Except for a few.
It's true. I mean, he was the bad guy in James Bond. He was the bad guy in Riddick. He was the bad guy in fucking Knock at the Cabin. That guy in a lot of movies. Knock at the Cabin was really nice. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes, sir.
I liked it. He was fucking... He was psycho. I like that shit. And they had my boy Ron from Harry Potter in that bitch, too, as his boy. That was lit. That was lit.
I told... Sorry, people. Who was talking to? I told... Nah, because me and somebody at work was having a discussion. Mm-hmm. This person swears up and down The Rock is a better actor than Batista.
No, bro. No.
I've said Batista's got so much more range than The Rock, bro.
Yeah, RJ, I've been
a great actor has range, Monty. Meaning he can do any role you need him to do.
Yes,
excel at it, and you have people praise him for it. The Rock plays the same one-dimensional character, big jacked alpha male guy. That's it.
Right.
The Rock has never done anything outside of the element. The only thing The Rock has ever done where he didn't look all macho was his fucking role in his cameo in the Tyler Perry movie. Hi, and, my name is Daniel Franklin. I'm like, what the fuck?
And that other movie he did, Snitch, because that movie was based on a true story. He did it with he did it with the guy, John Byrne, Punisher.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I've been a Rock fan since we were kids, and
man, me too. Big Rock. I was all about The Rock growing up.
And I can tell you, I've watched damn near all movies. They're all the same. And the ones that be just unbelievable, I'll name them off right now. Skyscraper. This nigga had and jumped a fucking from a sky to like a I don't know like a bulldozer some shit.
I'm like,
fuck out of here. You got a prosthetic leg and your big ass. You got fuck out of here. Like
right?
That movie was. It's just how can you make a movie on a hypothetical on what it would look like if something happened? We don't know. So how are you gonna make something we technically like it was that movie was stupid. Doom was terrible. Doom was awful. Hercules was awful. Fucking terrible.
Oh.
Fucking terrible.
Oh, that was awful.
Me and
Kodak saw that. It was terrible.
I feel so bad for you. That movie was bum. Baywatch is bum.
Oh man.
Baywatch is bum. And I love Zac Efron. Zac Efron's one of those dudes. He, what people are gonna know him for, and he said, "I'm about to just do mad different types of movies to take my name out that High School Musical actor bracket." And that Baywatch movie was bum.
It didn't even resemble Baywatch. Like it was.
It didn't.
Just
bro.
Like the 21 Jump Street movies, like they don't resemble anything like those TV shows.
Right. And like I know, and all the other, he wasn't acting as bad. They were for kid movies, so I'm not judging the kid. I'm watching it. Like
what, the fairy tale? I mean, not the fairy tale. The Tooth Fairy.
That movie was bum.
He was still macho in that too.
But the game plan. He was a dad that didn't his kid as a football player.
I actually like that one, though. I actually like that movie. That's probably one of my favorite Rock movies, to be honest with you.
No way.
Yeah, no, I like that one. Yeah, no, I like the game plan.
Why? Because he actually became, like, a nice, caring father and shit?
Nah, it was just the cast. It was more so for the cast, the other people. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a good movie. He himself was still the same.
Right.
But, like, I mean, but it was the other cast members that made that movie, like, okay, this is a really fun movie. Tooth Fairy, yeah, that was awful.
Yeah.
They made us watch that in school one time. I wanted to commit. Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
No, but, don't say it.
I feel like climbing on top of the brick house, the brick foundation in my old middle school and jumping off of it. That's a whole lot more better. But, yeah, it was that bad. It was that bum. It was that bum. It was terrible. It was terrible. But I went to Morgan and Logan's house for Thanksgiving, and we were looking for something to watch. He was like, "You want to watch Tooth Fairy?" I'm like, "Hell no. Get that shit out of here. That bum shit. Nobody watching this. Who's watching this? Who watches this? The kids don't even want to watch this. Come on. Let's get real. Fucking terrible."
Yeah.
And The Rock, the movie with the white ape, that was terrible too.
Oh, Rampage. Yeah, that shit was
Rampage.
Dumb. That shit was awful. I didn't like that shit either.
And the Black Adam wasn't even a Black Adam, man.
It was just a Rock in a superhero costume. That was it.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit was bum. But, yeah.
So anybody who's saying The Rock is a better actor than Batista?
No.
You clearly ain't looking for acting chops, credibility, the art of the movie role that they're fucking playing. Obviously, you're not looking at those things. You're probably just looking at looks at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I can. I mean, I'm not sexually attracted to any man, let alone The Rock or Batista. So I'll let y'all handle all that. But as far as what we're talking about who can act their asses off and look like they're perfecting their craft, that dub goes to Batista all day long, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
But, yeah, we had NXT. I know you said you wasn't really feeling NXT the other night.
I just was not. It was whack to me. I didn't care for the whole show. Like, I wasn't.
How was it whack?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like,
Melo and Trick started off the show against Idris Enofe and Malik Blade.
That was good.
I thought those four brothers had a damn good tag match.
Yeah, that was really good. I was just upset. I just didn't care for Trick and Melo winning. But it sets up what happened later on in the show, because Dragunov gave Trick the title shot finally at Vengeance Day. But I'm having a feeling Trick and Melo may go to the finals, and then they may have Trick pull double duty.
That's fine. The more reps, the better he gets.
I might think they may go all the way. No, I'm bugging. Wait. No. Let me stop myself midway.
They probably could go all the way.
That's not in the realm of possibility
because if these two guys are gonna have a match, that ain't happening until April. So we have to fill these gaps in between February, March, and going into April. What are we gonna do with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams storyline heading into that? Because Carmelo Hayes can't turn on them now. He can't turn on them in February. Because we still got 2 months. Well, not 2 months, but we still got a month and some change to build to a takeover match.
Right, exactly.
Which, with a storyline at that gratitude, all you realistically have to do is just use, like, a month of television to book that match heading into Mania weekend.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to fill that time? Give these guys perhaps maybe a tag team title run? I mean, that's the best thing you can really do. Melo will be Grand Slam Melo for NXT. As far as NXT goes. But, I mean, I could actually see them winning the Dusty Rhodes Classic. I mean, because who else is in it now? it's LWO and
LWO versus Chase U. Wait, no.
LWO beat Chase U. And the match that was actually nice.
Right, it was LWO. They've been doing really good because the six man tag against Legado, they did really good that day too. It's LWO versus Trick and Mello, and then it's Braun and Baron versus Axiom and Nathan Fraser.
Yeah,
those are the two semi. Yeah, those are the two semifinal matches. So,
yeah, well, I'm still thinking Nathan is turning on Axiom. I still believe that's happening.
I have a gripe with Axiom right now, so fuck that nigga. All right.
Oh God.
Fuck Axiom. I'm gonna see him soon, bitch ass.
Oh God, he's got the promo on Axiom, y'all.
I got a formula for you that you ain't gonna be able to crack, bitch. And by the time you crack, that fucking hand to the mat is gonna go three, and you're gonna be done for, bitch. Why? Fuck that. And I'm gonna take your mask.
Oh now, God.
Nah, I'm playing. That's too much. I like him too much. I won't do that to him. But he definitely bought me a beer after that fucking match. He bought me a beer. I wasn't playing. I was sick. He lucky. He just got me. He caught me on a bad day.
He caught you slipping. Bad day.
Yep.
He caught you slipping. That golden ratio comes out of nowhere.
Man, that shit kicked me right in my fucking jaw. I wasn't playing. Twice. I was like, nah, son. I'm not going to have the Finn Balor injury. Nah, fuck no.
Oh God.
But hey, if he turns on them, then fuck it. That's gonna be a nice program with them too. Cause I like him as a bad guy, as like a douchey heel. He could do it.
Yeah, like you said, especially with the skits. Yeah.
Those skits is funny, bro. He sounds like a dick, but they're funny. So I'm okay with them.
And that'll work even more as a heel.
Right. Oh, absolutely. He could actually come across as like a dick. Like a douchebag, so.
And guess what? He can tease doing the high flying spots now, get him some heat too.
Yeah, true. And then he could always, and you know what's funny, since his thing is like a speedster, he can be like, I'm gonna talk all this shit, what you gonna do? You can't catch me. Like
yeah. He can roll out of the ring, right. Keep on getting on the crowd's nerves, not wanting to wrestle. Like, yeah, he can do little heel nuances like that and get away with it. Obafemi came out, cut a promo. My man came out in the Batista starter kit.
Yeah, you seen that shit, right?
Oh, man. My man came out there with the white turtleneck on, bro.
And the chain.
And the jeans. Obafemi cut a promo. Said it was destiny. You know, he was a D1 athlete and this, that, the other. Winning championship at the championship in his past life.
Yeah.
And he said, hey. So the goal is still the same. We keep on winning championships after championships. He dropped three men to win the breakout tournament, and Dragon Lee last week in order to get the title. And he said he has the divine right to rule over NXT. And Dragon Lee said, he came out, hey, hermano, I want my rematch. And Obafemi said, I'll think about it. But most importantly, no more open challenges.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the open challenges. He was reading my mind. We're gonna have a story for these titles, Oba. You damn right, my boy. We're gonna have actual programs for these titles. No more open challenges. Thank you, bro.
No more challenges. Gracias.
He said, the answer is no. I was like, all right.
I'm not going to tell you again.
You got it, big man. I was like, all right.
Yeah. You saw that little thing on, I think it was on Twitter, where Big Body Javi was on the phone, and Obafemi said, move! And Big Body Javi looked at him like, huh? And Obafemi said, I'm not going to tell you again, move! Son, you better get out of his way!
You better get out the fucking way before he fucking chokes you with your shirt. Like,
I know, right? You better get the fuck out of the way, man. Then they did a little backstage segment where Eddie Thorpe was talking to Hank and Tank and Trey Bearhill, and they was going back and forth about repping the culture, the Native American culture and everything like that. And then Dijak came into the picture. My man got all racist. And Trey Bearhill said, man, you wanna go? We can go, big man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and they had a match, right?
And Dijak said, your culture taught you everything. they didn't teach you how to quit.
His boss would be crazy.
Dijak, man, I'm telling you, man, if he could be just as charismatic as he is on Twitter in real life, I mean, on some of these promos, it'd be even better.
Yeah.
It'd be even better.
Yeah.
But we had Lyra Valkyria and Tatum Paxley taking on Lola Vice and Alexa Lopez. More of this stuff where, Tatum Paxley is imitating and stalking Lyra Valkyria. And Lola Vice and Alexa Lopez just, they fell apart. Lola Vice kicked fucking Tatum Paxley in the next week while Tatum Paxley was attempting to save Lyra Valkyria. And Tatum Paxley's limp body fell on top of goddamn Alexa Lopez. And all you perverts online was looking at Tatum Paxley's butt cheeks jiggling and twitching. Everybody was like, yeah! I'm like, man, you guys get no pool and no play. But yeah.
They be fiending over the smallest shit. Like, y'all get no butts.
Bro. Y'all over a booty ripple.
They're getting no ass. Like, none.
Oh, man. Tatum Paxley and Lyra Valkyria got the win. Mm-hmm. Lyra Valkyria was surprised. Hey, look. Hey, this is something for Tatum Paxley to do. She's one of those girls. Right. I was asking myself, why isn't Shawn Michaels using this girl? Why isn't he using her? But he's finally using her, so I got nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah.
It was all right. It didn't last too long, but it was all right. All these matches, now, especially on NXT, these matches don't need to be long.
No.
They had Ariana Grace cut a little promo before the Battle Royal. That this girl, she gets it, man.
Yeah.
She gets it. I love it. Everybody was checking out. She was cutting a promo. It was hilarious. Rich Holland and Joe Coffey had a match. Not much, man. It didn't last long at all. Yeah. Rich Holland just pretty much, I mean, they went back and forth, but it wasn't a good back and forth until Rich Holland grabbed him and dropped him down for the Northern Lights bomb, and that's pretty much it, man. It was barely 3 minutes. Gallus whooped fucking Rich Holland's ass, though.
Yeah.
And I like what they did. When they panned the camera to the stage, nobody was coming out, and Gallus was not being dumb heels. They were looking. They was checking for to see if anybody was going to save him. But they beat the fuck out of him, man. So.
Yeah.
And then NXT Anonymous. That's the next mystery you might have to crack. Who's behind this NXT Anonymous stuff? But NXT Anonymous... they were spying on JC Jane with a lot of women, and she was showing all the girls something on the phone, so apparently they're doing something. Everybody was speculating, oh, they got a big OnlyFans, they selling pictures to make money for Chase U.
Oh my god.
But then JC Jane, you know, all the other girls left, and she asked the Jasmine chick to hang tight and asked her if she wanted to go out for drinks. So I thought that was kind of crazy. I not crazy, but that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
People was like, oh, they trying to turn JC Jane into a lesbian or something. I was like, I don't know. Don't know. But I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. Then yeah, we talked about Chase U and LWO. Joaquin Wilder, Cruz Notaro been balling, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They've been balling. Riley Osborne and Duke Hudson look good as a team. Yeah, I don't mind this. Hopefully he can run this back again, because Joaquin Wilder in particular, my man, has been balling, son.
Yeah.
He's been going off. So yeah, I thought this was a good match, 9 minutes. They were doing a lot of shit, man. But yeah, they look good, man. They looked really, really good. Joe Gacy came out of nowhere and joined the commentary booth, and Booker T was not with it. He wasn't with it. And then Dijak and Trey Beal Hero had that match. Dijak towards the end, Joe Gacy headbutt Dijak. And I thought for a second it was gonna have Trey Bill Hero beat Dijak. I was about to be sick, but nah, he didn't. He didn't. Dijak hit him with the discus big boot. And that's pretty much it. Gacy and Dijak was brawling. I don't mind that. Gacy and Dijak, I don't mind that. Gacy needs something to do. He needs something to do. And Dijak is that guy to get a good match out of people. And I think Dijak and Gacy is gonna be a good matchup. Lexus King took in. Yeah. So,
I had to release like 20 pounds, bro.
That damn quickly? Jesus Christ, dude.
It was bad, bro.
God damn, dog.
It was bad. I'm all sorry. Right. I had to. I'm sorry, people. It was like. Yeah. Yeah. My bad.
It was that bad.
I couldn't hold it no more. I'm sorry.
I couldn't hold it anymore.
I couldn't, bro. I couldn't. I was shaking my leg and everything. I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Oh, damn, man.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't think I could make it, but I'm sorry. Yeah.
My man was twitching. He was twitching like a stripper.
It was bad. But no, you were saying that Joe Gacy hit who with a headbutt?
Yeah, he hit Dijak with a headbutt. They started to brawl a little bit. Trey Bearhill, you know, he tried to go for a fucking nerve hold. Dijak just kicked him with the big discus boot. Got the match. Gacy and Dijak was brawling again. Lexus King took an attack to Trey Bearhill and got him with the cross jacket, the neck breaker. And for costing him, you know, the NXT breakout tournament, you know.
Yeah.
So they're gonna continue that. Josh Briggs and JBL had a segment.
I seen that.
Briggs wanted advice. And he told Josh Briggs he gotta find out who he is in order to make it. So.
Yeah, I like that. He's like, who is Josh Briggs? Like, I know what you can do. I just don't know who you are. I'm just like,
I tell you what though, he cannot go back to being that boring character he was in Evolve.
No. He has a good character. He just needs to tap into it more. Like, how hard working blue collar are you? That's it.
Yeah. I think he needs to do that gimmick. I don't think he needs to do Baron Corbin 2.0. No.
Yeah, we saw that.
Already. I'm big. I'm boring. Like, that was his old gimmick in Evolve. So I hope they're not going back to that because that's not going to work.
Right.
Just let him be the big, brutal, you know, like you said, the ass kicking country guy. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to do.
I agree.
Drew Gulak and the No Quarters Catch Crew. God, that's a mouthful, man. They couldn't come up with anything simpler than that. The Quarter Catch Crew, they couldn't come up with, I mean.
No Quarters? Like, what's the Quarters for?
I have no idea. I don't know, but that's a corny ass name, man. They need to shorten that shit.
Why would you be catching quarters in the first place? I'm mad confused, bro.
I think wrestling holds.
Oh, give me a fucking break.
They need to, but that's the thing. They need to explain that shit.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
They need to explain that shit, but it's too long anyway. They should have just, why not just call them the Catch Crew Point or the Catch Point Crew or some shit like that? Play off his old faction, the Catch Point.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, they could tack their own thing to it. The Catch Point Crew or something with Catch.
Right.
No Quarter Catch Crew. Come on, that's too much. Too fucking much.
But
they had a good little promo thing and, you know, Gulak and, you know, they were pretty much saying that no mercy is going to be shown, no quarter is going to be given.
That shit is corny.
Yeah.
No quarters are gonna be given. They gotta change this. I'm not liking that. It just sounds so bum.
When you think about quarter, you think about money. You don't think about a wrestling move or a wrestling.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like, who's catching quotas anyways? Like, that. We not in 2000.
Right.
Where quarters actually meant something. You got four quarters. You could get yourself a bag of chips and the 50 cent, what was it? The 50 cent, the quarter waters. You get yourself a quarter water.
Yeah.
Like, what the same? Nah, that shit don't. Nah, bro.
Nah, they got to change that name. That name is bum. It's bum and it's too fucking long.
Word. OD. OD.
And NQCC don't roll off the tongue.
No, it don't. With NQCC, what are we doing? Is this like a federal agency that's like trying to catch you for doing some illegal fraud? Like, what is this?
Yeah, it's not good. I don't like that.
What the fuck? Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Yeah, nah. But,
Cora Jade is gonna be out for a whole year.
Yep, again. She, tore ACL or some shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks for her. The Battle Royal. I thought the Battle Royal was fun.
It was.
The big highlights were, were goddamn Kalani Jordan, you know, evading Izzy Dame and Lash Legend. That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Ariana Grace running away from Lash Legend.
Yeah. And fucking, let me ask you something. Uh-huh. Were you okay with the winner?
Well, I'm gonna get to that. I ain't trying to rush this. Okay. There's a lot that happened here.
Alright, cool.
So Carmen Petrovic saved Thea Hale from getting eliminated by Blair Davenport.
Yeah.
Gigi Dolan puts on the apron and Blair got eliminated by fucking Carmen.
Yeah.
So, and then Carmen and Blair, well, Blair took a fucking, got around and just fucking just killed her with the knee. And they're going to do Carmen and Blair moving forward, which I got no problem with that. Use one of your experienced girls to work with one of the green girls.
Right.
That's good. I got no problem with that. But Lola, Vice, and fucking Electra Lopez finally fell out. Lola Vice took and dumped Electra Lopez out. Tatum Paxley eliminated Lola Vice. And they was brawling to the back. And that whole thing blew apart. So yeah, we get down to business. It was Fallon, Kiana, Roxy, and Kalani Jordan. They were the final four.
I so thought Fallon was gonna win, bro.
I'm kind of glad she didn't, to be honest with you.
Why?
Because the outcome would have been predictable.
Yeah, Tiffany Stratton would have cost her the championship match. Yeah,
exactly. Now with this here though, Roxanne Perez, because I heard what Drew said the other day. Roxanne Perez, I feel like she has no momentum, right?
Yeah.
It looks like Roxanne Perez has been wrestling with some edge, and I know what Shawn Michaels did here. Shawn Michaels wants the best wrestling match for that Valentine's Day show, for Vengeance Day.
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne Perez and Lyra Valkyrie are two of your best girls. The Blade Davenport just had a title match. She lost.
Yep.
So that disqualifies her. Like I said, Fallon and Tiffany. Fallon can't move on until they finish this storyline.
Yeah.
And Kiana James, didn't she have a match against fucking? I mean, you could have gave it to Kiana James too. With Izzy Kiana Dame, that would have been the drama. Izzy Dame is how long and how much will Izzy Dame interfere on, you know, Kiana James' behalf? Like,
yeah,
like that could have been a story, but I think they just want to go for the best. And I think Roxanne Perez is on her way to a heel turn. More, now that I'm thinking about it more and more,
yeah, she looks like she looks. She's looking it.
Yeah, she's the clothes are dark.
Mm-hmm. No more bright.
Yeah.
And her face. You could tell on her face.
She's wearing a lot more makeup around the eyes.
And she's just OD. She just, honestly, she just looks fed up. She looks fed up.
Yeah, so I think, and she got a valid point. She did not get pinned to lose that title.
Right.
So, It'd be interesting to see how they book that moving forward with her. And I don't know, maybe it could be a big giant ruse. Tatum Paxley stalking Lara Valkyria, you know, fucking, I don't know. Maybe Roxanne Perez is a heel mastermind after all. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It could be a lot of shit. Hey, she's been underneath the learning tree of Booker T. Booker T can teach you a thing or two, so. But that was NXT. I thought NXT was fine. I thought it was a lot that was happening. That's why when you said it was bum. I was like, huh? That's all this shit that was happening on the show? Bum?
I just wasn't feeling. I don't know. I guess I wasn't feeling for the shit for the episode. I don't know. I really don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I just wasn't fucking with it.
But you said I just wasn't in the mood.
Probably was, and I think I was more upset that I wasted my time Wednesday because that shit was pissing me off too.
Oh well, we can get right into it. Oh AEW man, Dynamite was right out of South Carolina, my neck of the woods, yeah. Charleston, baby.
It's crazy because I think
you want to know something, Monty?
Huh?
One of my good friends, and I'm not look, people, I'm not trying to be funny when I say any of this. One of my good friends at the cleaners, he used to bring the water in for the water machine at the cleaners back when I was working there.
Yeah.
And he saw that I was wearing an Adam Cole shirt, right? And so me and him started talking about wrestling for like a whole 20 minutes and shit. So, you know, me and him been, you know, talking back and forth, and every time, you know, they would have a show in South Carolina, you know, we would go. He went to AEW. He got a chance to meet a lot of wrestlers, man. He took a lot of pictures. I'm trying to paint the picture here.
Yeah.
He took a picture of that arena as the show was going on?
Yeah.
Son, that arena was empty, dog. It was so that's empty that he said that they darkened the whole thing. That's why if you saw the show the other day, it was dark. It was dark. Yeah, it was empty.
It was.
But he said he had a good time though. He's like, damn, the crowd. There was no crowd. No crowd.
That's bad, bro.
Yeah, but they started off the show with Christian Cage, Dustin Rhodes for the title.
Right, and I told I was watching this, and I told my brother to put it on, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Why are you making me watch two old heads fight?" And I was like, "But wait, bro. The funny part is these two old heads will probably have legitimately probably the best match of the night on the card. They wrestle better than." They have more ring psychology and have a better match than wrestlers that are half their age. It's sad. It's pretty sad. And that's exactly what happened. They had probably one of the best matches of that night, Wednesday. And they're twice as old as all these young guys. These young guys don't like to listen or want to take advice from these vets. And it clearly shows. It really does. Because, oh my God. Because I think what was a tag match after that was a six-man some shit.
Oh, it's about Beretta, Cassidy, Commander, and Penta.
Oh my God, bro. This got me so sick. So bummed. Like, Penta is so much better than being in these random-ass matches all the fucking time. Like, I was telling my brother that Penta's good. It's just Rey Fénix be botching too much that he be making Penta look bum. And that shit gets me mad. Like, that pisses me.
Thing about
me
it, though, is that they ain't even been teaming up like that lately. He's been teaming up with a Commander.
Right.
For Rampage and Collision and all this other extra stuff.
I just hate how you can't tell me this guy is such and such if he's getting booked on the bum shows. Like, I can't. You're having an argument with yourself. Like,
but you gotta watch Rampage. I'm not watching that.
I'm not watching that. The fuck is bum? It's 1 hour. Like, no, I'm not doing this.
And I already know what happens anyways. I'm not watching that show that's taped, bro. I'm not.
Right. Fuck that.
There's no urgency to see a show that's taped. I'm sorry, people. What you want me to say?
Why you don't like Commander? Because every time I see Commander, he's losing to a bum on a bum show. Fuck you mean? I don't want to hear it, bro. Oh, but Penta's good. Penta is good. I agree. But they always got him teamed with a bunch of bums.
Yeah, he's always losing. He's always on his back, breathing hard and heavy.
I don't want to hear this from anybody. Y'all dicked Vecchio so bad that he's a bum too. Vecchio's a bum now too.
Vecchio well, AEW.
AEW is the bum. I'm sorry. He is a bum in AEW.
Impact, they booked him good over there in Impact.
But he's still losing over there too, bro. I'm sorry. You are a world champion in another promotion, and you are taking L's left and right in other promotions. What type of world champion are you, nigga? What the fuck? What are y'all talking about? Y'all losing to dudes who are not even trying to fight for the world title, for the X Division title, and you're a world champion yourself, and you can't beat these dudes? Shut the fuck up. That don't make any sense, bro. I hate wrestling fans. Y'all logic make no sense. If he's this good, he should be washing these dudes.
But then you get people to go, oh, but Monty, they only brought him in for a night. Well, that's like a you problem. Sounds like a booker needs to commit to long-term dates or some shit. So, I don't know. It's ridiculous. People are ridiculous sometimes.
Yo.
Yeah.
Not like, oh man.
But yeah, but pretty much the luchadors are bums. Is what you're trying
they
to
say. They are. But let's be clear.
Let's be clear. What you're trying to say is, they're bum in your eyes because they're getting brought to America to have these great matches, but they lose.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And people misunderstand that.
Yeah, I'm not saying Vecchio's bum as a wrestler. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
his winning track record doesn't look good.
And as a world champion, you shouldn't be losing that like that. Because what does your title mean to me now? It's bum. That's how I feel. Because now you're holding the world title for what? When Kenny Omega was AAA World Champion, he wasn't losing like that.
Nope.
What's the excuse? Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my point, bro. Like, you say this is a big signing from international, this and this, and then he losing every match he's fighting.
Vecchio's not signed. He's not even signed to AEW.
And that makes it worse. I'm not getting paid for a per appearance to lose every time I appear on your show. No, bro. Why am I doing that? I'm devaluing my own value.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. Like, that's to me, that's why I don't like it. Like, you out here as a world champion, you're losing to dudes that are mid-carder and lower. Nah, son. Nah, that's bum. I'm not with that. Out of anybody in that Fatal 4-Way that should have won, it should have been Vecchio, not fucking Trent, bro. I'm like, come on, son. What? He lost to a bunch of bums. Come on. Not even a bunch of bums. My fault, because that black dude they just signed and they're already making him lose left and right too.
Oh, it's about Brian Keith?
Yeah, son. Like,
I don't think he has a contract either.
And that's still bum. As a wrestler, RJ, I don't even care if I'm gonna be on TV. If you're gonna make I'm not doing it. I don't care how much bread you throw in for that one appearance. No. You're decrediting how I am. And then on top of it, this is going to be my only several times on TV, correct, bro?
What was that?
I said these appearances I'm showing up on TV, right? I'm going to be on TV, right? This is what the fans are going to see?
Yeah.
So from what the fans see, they see me losing all the time.
But they don't care. This is the wall you're running into right now. They don't care unless they're getting a great wrestling match.
That's so bummed.
They don't care if you have momentum up your ass. As long as you're delivering a great match, that's all they care about, bro.
It's so bum.
But if somebody's a perceived loser in your eyes, you're always going to see them that way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. Like, yo, I told Louie how Tony Khan books. I told him that he books based off of, like, cage match and, like, to get ratings. And you know what he said?
That's some geek-ass shit.
He said, that's fucking bum, bro. He said it's so fucking whack. He said he can't believe that MJF is still there. And I'm like, bro, I don't know, man. He's just trying to make his bread. He's like, but that shit is bum. It is bum. To me, that is bum. You're booking off to get some type of rating from a fan? Because that's a fan and their website. Like, come on, son. Give me a break. So bum. But yeah. Nah, man. Wednesday wasn't too pleased at all.
I like the Mark Briscoe segment with Jay Briscoe's daughters, including the one that was told that she couldn't walk, she would never walk again.
Yeah.
And she was out there walking and stuff, so that was awesome. I like that.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks. You know what? Might be a little too late on pulling the trigger. I'm going to say this, though. I'm appreciating them trying to tap into doing some character work. I'm going to give them credit. They're tapping into doing some character work.
Wow.
They're leaning into these EVP roles, which is something that I said they should have done a long time ago. And they're being heels.
Yeah. And it's not like cringy heel.
Nah, they're being douchebag uppity heels. With the stupid mustaches and everything like that. Right. Like, I mean, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
And pretty much, you know, all the complaints you ever heard about AEWs from, like, older wrestlers and stuff like that from the past, and they're pushing against that. They're leaning into it, but pushing against it in character. So, I like that. And they want to get rid of Sting. Sting is the last of a dying breed, and they want to get rid of Sting, so... I got no problems with that. I just wish that Sting could have went out fighting somebody else. That's my personal opinion. But hey, it's Sting's retirement. It's his career. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to do. I ain't gonna tell that man no. Word. Do we even want to talk about this Trios Championship match with the Bullet Club Gold and Mogul Embassy?
No.
The Mogul Embassy are three big for nothing motherfuckers, man.
Because they always losing.
They always losing, bro.
And this is another big time signing that y'all resorted to a Ring of Honor championship belt. Not even, but AEW owns it. Yeah, but you got to pay to watch it. And now your big one of your top signings that you apparently you claim that they're top signing. He's resorted to a six-man Ring of Honor, not even AEW trio, but Ring of Honor. It's bum. It's so fucking bum. It's so bum. And now I see they're trying to do a story with them in the Acclaim, because now all of them are buddy-buddy. That's gonna lead to something, I'm hoping, down the line.
Trying. They did it. They're the bang-bang scissors gang now.
That's hard. I'm not gonna start. That's hard.
That's not like a title to a porno movie, man. A lesbian porno movie, man.
It does. Bang Bang Scissor Gang.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man. Yo. Nah, but watch. I hope. See, if there's a story to that, fine. I'm okay.
There's a story, and even Logan touched on this yesterday, because she's seen a couple of people complain about it. She's like, isn't it obvious Jay White and them are gonna turn on them?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can see that coming too.
And probably gonna be a unification title match or something.
Hopefully. Right.
OD. I know.
Hopefully.
But that's what I'm saying, though. As long as there's a story behind it, I don't care. There's something they're fighting for, not just to have the match. I'm okay with that. That's fine. Yeah. I'm tired of them having matches just to have them. Where's the reasoning behind it? Give me some substance. Why is it important that they're fighting? Just to fight? Just because... They just want to have a title match? No! I'm not playing a video game. These are real human. real people.
Well, see, I'm not playing a video game.
Nah, for real. I'm not playing a video game. A video game, I can just book these matches. There's no story in my universe. They don't do that no more. That they took that out the game. So I'm just having matches on shows. That's exactly how watching AEW is. I'm tired of that. These are real people.
What they do have the cutscenes in universe mode.
But that's
Mama,
it.
Mama, you got your balls kicked in by Leo Mercury.
Yeah, I'm not talking smack. I got some respect for that dude. I got some respect for that dude. He showed me some respect. I show respect back. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, yeah. You're right. But there's no talking and nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Of course.
So like, I'm not watching. I'm not playing a video game. For that, I could just download a bunch of fucking AEW wrestlers from the community, and just run my own AEW show. If that was the case, I don't want to do that. Like, what's going on?
But Monty, it's so good. It's so good.
It's excellent.
It's so good.
Can't believe it. They be fiending. But I wasn't with it.
Adam Cole finally seeing Vince McMahon's vision.
Oh yeah, being the manager of Wardlow, and then
hyping him up.
And then Wardlow's an idiot, bro. I swear to God, he's dumb. He's one of those. He's one of them stereotypical big dumb brutes. I swear to God,
bro. He's a da-da-da, bro.
That has to be his gimmick, cause my man said boom. I'm like, no, bro, you are so dumb. Oh my god. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you just became somebody else's lackey again. Like, you just went back zero, fuck one, square zero. Like, oh my god, I'm not liking that at all. I don't really care for that, man. I just hope, when his contract expires, I hope he really be like, I'm not trying to do this shit anymore here.
I'm dipping.
He better, him and Ricky better pack a bag together, get in them one of them rental trucks and dip, because my god. Because Ricky Starks, you see Ricky Starks too, he's been losing a lot lately, son. Mm-hmm. And the way, his body language, he don't care no more.
Yeah.
He don't care no more, I could tell.
Yeah, he filed his own trademarks too.
Good. So, bring that absolute Ricky Starks over to WWE, they have that name. Perfect. Because I'm tired of him doing nothing but a bunch of random shit. I'm just tired of it. They be just having him do random and then him lose it. I'm just like, no, son. Fuck no.
Yeah. Right. Deonna Purrazzo and Anna Jay had a match. It was fine. Yeah. Deonna Purrazzo went with the Venus de Milo. It was fine. Tony Storm is entertaining as fuck on commentary, though. That shit was funny as hell. Tony Storm again delivering, man. And they're on a collision course, no pun intended, to a championship match. So that's fine. Got no problems with that. Ah, Top Flight and Private Party though.
Yeah.
Nice little match, but Mark Quinn cheating. he rolled up Darius and grabbed the ropes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was great. So, but AEW needs to keep this up, my nigga. Keep this up, Tony. Keep this up. You gotta show us why we should care about these guys. You gotta keep it up, my nigga. Do we have Samoa Joe and Hook
for the title? Nah, don't talk about it. Nah.
We gotta talk about it.
Oh my god, this shit got me so sick.
Samoa Joe. Look. I understand a veteran trying to give a rookie or a less experienced guy everything he can to try to make him something, but Hook was just kicking out of shit and no selling to the point where it's like,
this shit is bomb.
Son, what are you doing, bro? When he kicked out of that muscle buster at one,
I was tight.
Bro, it would have been more better if Hook would have kicked out at fucking 2.9, dog. That would have been better. More dramatic and more believable.
What got me sick was he kicked out at one and then lost, like, right after. Like, what the fuck?
And then, not only after he lost, but he wasn't selling the coquina clutch.
He wasn't doing nothing. Yep, he got like, as soon as he, yep.
I'm like, we got some work to do. Yeah. Taz got to get in this dude's ear. Hey, you got to start selling just a little bit more. And but as far as like as a match goes, before all that, it was actually fine because Samoa Joe was whooping his ass.
Oh my, bro, that's
Hook was going after him with an early storm. You got to take it to the big man, but then Samoa Joe shut him down.
Oh my god,
and Samoa Joe was beating his ass, man.
That was fun. That slam on the announce table. Oh yeah. My god, bro.
It's just about the problems I have is just the hook and the no selling. It's just like,
yeah, that shit was bum.
I'm
yeah.
like, no, like, you can't do that to your world champion, man. I understand trying to give him a false hope spot, but that between that kicking out as a muscle buster at one, a move that's legitimately paralyzed people. Ended people's careers. This move that is so devastating that it be grandiose, grander men than Hook. He kicks out straight at one. No, dog.
I would totally understood if he kicked out at one early in the match, but like you took the announce table spot, and then Samoa Joe took. Then you got back in the ring, and Samoa Joe was kept fucking you up. And then he did the muscle buster. And then you kick out at one. It just didn't make sense. Like the spot in which he did it just didn't make sense. Like, he tossed you like a plush doll into the announce table, bro. He hit you on the spot of the table where it don't break and the table still fucking broke. Ain't no way you should be kicking out at one, dog. And on top of it, he did more moves after that. And then he did the muscle bust. Nah, come on, son. It make no sense.
Yeah.
That's the shit that got me mad. I was just
And then another thing that just got me tight was the no selling of the moves after the match.
As soon as he passed out, he gets back up. Like, how you pass out and get back up real quick? I didn't like that shit, bro. He was no selling to Joe out of all people the whole match. And then what got me more mad was Hangman Adam Page wanted to pop up. Like, Page, what the fuck did you do to deserve a title shot? You just lost to Swerve twice.
Twice.
The fuck you doing over here? Stop butting into niggas' business. Like, that shit was getting me hella sick. Like, you lost to Swerve twice, bro. What business do you have being in the world title conversation? Swerve, I get. Swerve, I totally get. But you? Come on, son. You just got your life choked out of you by Swerve, and now you just think you got a title? Come on, son. I don't like that shit. That to me is dumb too. If it was just Swerve and Joe, okay, nice. That's a nice way to.
I guess they would have slotted a baby face in there.
Fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit, bro. Hangman Page is not
Samoa Joe and Swerve are both heels.
Yeah.
You can't have heel versus heel.
Yeah.
Even though AEW said they were against original tropes, but
whatever.
Besides shoehorning a guy like Page in there. I mean, judging by, like you said, his last big match record hadn't been great. And beating Brian Cage, that ain't shit. Everybody beat Brian Cage. What the fuck?
Right.
Like,
right.
That ain't nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Hangman Page hasn't done anything impressive, but I guess this is a way of, hey, Page gonna be in the match. He might be the one to take the pin. So I'm not bitching about it.
Fuck the pin. Choke his ass out again.
Well, he's getting choked out then. Like, fuck it.
Let Joe choke him out again. You got choked out twice now from two different people. Go reevaluate your life, bro. Go reevaluate it.
Look like he already starting to reevaluate his life. You see that mustache he's sporting now?
Yeah, right.
Magnum TA my ass.
Like, nah, bro. Don't be trying to take my boy Brooks Jensen's look. Fuck out of here. That got me sick, bro. I'm like, my man trying to bite off Brooks? Nah, Brooks
bit off of old school wrestlers, so.
I like it, though. I like it.
So you can't really say Hangman bit off of Brooks, then.
Nah, he did. He did.
When Brooks is biting off of old school wrestlers, too?
Just let Brooks rock. Let Brooks rock. Fuck the Hangman.
They're both biting.
Hangman been biting Stone Cold gimmick for a while now.
He wishes he was Stone Cold.
All of them wish they were Stone Cold. John Moxley too, bitch ass. Yup, you catching a stray and you weren't even on the show, motherfucker. Fuck you. Alright? Fucking
John Moxley.
Fucking Vegeta hairline. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh god, not the Vegeta hairline.
Bro, he got the Vegeta hairline. That shit is crazy. Oh my god. Oh my god, that shit is bad, RJ. Oh no. Just shave it. Just go bald, bro. You ain't got no hair left. My man out here looking like Joe Pesci in Home Alone 2. Nah, son.
Yeah, it's time to go bald. It's time to go bald.
Yeah, bro. It has to. But AEW is whack. I'm sorry, people. That shit sucked. That shit was whack. And I was right. I was watching the first match. I'm like, this is gonna be the best match tonight. Watch. I said it to myself, and then I made my brother turn the TV on so he could watch it. I hit him up and he was like, that's sad. Cause he said it. Like, that shit's bum. But I knew it. I knew they were gonna have the best match. And they did. So kudos, Christian and Dustin. Y'all proved what I already knew, that y'all could still wrestle circles around these dudes half y'all age. And that's pitiful.
Yeah.
And sad. But was Wednesday. That was Dynamite.
Yeah, SmackDown. Started off with a big contract signing. LA Knight, AJ, Randy Orton all signed the contract. Roman Reigns did not show up until later on, so he didn't sign the contract. I'm just trying to skim through this a little bit so we ain't dragging on too long. AJ Styles and LA Knight won a match against each other, so Nick Aldis gives it to him.
Yep.
LWO versus Legado del Fantasma.
Yeah, that was a good match.
I thought it was fun.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, they had a good match, and Escobar steals the win.
Yes.
Steals the win, and that's fine. I got no problems with that. Pretty Deadly had a backstage interview where they said they was studying the British Strong Style all week long, and they come out for the match. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits want Karrion Kross in the Final Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You're messing with the wrong dudes, man. Yeah. They should just let them. You're messing with the wrong niggas. That'd have been funny. I'd have been busting out laughing.
Especially coming out of Bobby Lashley's mouth.
You're messing with the wrong niggas.
Bro, that shit would have been funny as shit, son. Oh my god.
Yep, but the moment that a lot of people have been waiting for finally happened. Butch is no longer Butch, and he's Pete Dunne again.
The best part about that whole thing was the backstage segment. Some were pretty deadly. Who gave us a totally different person? I'm like, yo, y'all stupid.
Yeah, no, Pretty Deadly is fucking great, man.
They're funny as shit. They were hurt. They're like, we weren't ready for this. We don't even know who this is. They just brought out a totally different person, and they just walked off still complaining.
Yeah, they're fucking great, man. But
they're funny as shit, bro.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate won the match after Pete Dunne cracked the fingers and
that finish is hard.
The bitter end. So yeah, that was nice.
That shit is hard.
Kevin Owens and Logan Paul just fucking tearing into each other. I thought that was good.
That was good. Kevin Owens violated. We all know what you did. We just can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Violated.
He violated him, man.
My man Logan Paul smirked like, fuck you. Like, why you had to do that?
But hey, Logan Paul popped him. He popped him in the jaw and fucking they got into it, and he fucking went after Kevin Owens' quote-unquote broken hand. So
That's gonna be a nice Royal Rumble title match.
You're damn right it is.
That's just gonna be nice.
And everybody gonna be sick on the timeline again because Logan Paul finna have one of the best matches of the night.
And he gonna beat him.
Ah, that's even worse.
He gonna beat him. He gonna beat KO. Watch.
Oh, he is. He definitely is. Nobody should be beating Logan Paul except for LA Knight.
And that probably gonna happen at Mania.
Exactly.
So I'm cool with that. My man gonna have a 4-month title run. That's that. That's it. Ain't nobody care. How can you really complain? My man not even gonna hold it for long.
Mm-hmm. Then Katana Chance and Katie Carter had a match against Isla Dawn and Alba Fire. match never really got started. It never really got started.
Yeah, and then by the time you knew it, it was over.
It was over. Like, she gave her a fucking Canadian Destroyer, and then that was it. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, hold up. AEW. Yeah, I'm talking to the whole roster. All of y'all. That's how you sell a Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah.
And she only took one.
Yeah, she was out of it. She was done after that. That's it.
That's how you sell, people. Learn how to fucking sell a move to show how impactful it is. Y'all out here trading Canadian Destroyers back and forth. This shit is stupid. Y'all looking dumb. Mm. I'm not watching no circus. The fuck?
Yeah, but that was a quick match. And then Kairi Sane and Asuka, they came up, you know, holding the belts and shit. So, yeah. Yep.
We getting that. We've been talking about that, and that day looked like they really about to put that into full course now, too.
Yep. And then Cross and the Final Testament had a video package calling Bobby Lashley and Street Profits pretty much yes men, and they'll get the same opportunities that they get because they made people nervous, and next week they'll see him in the ring and show the world who they really are and who is almighty. So that's gonna be crazy.
That is gonna be lit.
Yep. And then Carmelo Hayes was in the back saying that he's thankful that him and Austin Theory were okay after last week, and he didn't win, he didn't lose, but he's still him. And then Austin Theory said that Carmelo Hayes trying to kill him in his career. And then Melo pretty much challenged him to a rematch, and they're gonna get to it next week. So
yep.
So I'm good with that. AJ Styles and LA Knight had a match. It was fine for what they did. Until Solo Sikoa popped up and, you know, spiked him. Bam! Spiked LA Knight, and then he spiked AJ Styles too. And Solo Sikoa said, two down, one more to go. And he won Randy Orton. And then they made a match, Randy Orton and Solo Sikoa. Randy Orton won with an RKO. And, Roman Reigns was handing out, Randy Orton was handing out RKOs, like it was nothing. And then he gave one to Roman Reigns. But before he gave one to Roman Reigns signed the contract for the Fatal 4-Way. That was it. Randy Orton killed him with an RKO. So that's pretty much it.
Yep.
Yeah, SmackDown is just
Easy breeze. SmackDown was... I wasn't really into SmackDown that much either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was nothing really...
It dragged for some reason. I don't know.
It dragged? I thought it was just a breeze. It was just... Yeah? If you missed it, you missed it type shit.
Right. That's a better way to put it.
It was nothing really too must-see to be on the show, to be honest with you.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah? That's about it. And we not talk about yesterday, because I didn't even watch it. I'm not trying to even do that.
The one big thing out of the show for yesterday was that Tony Khan is reportedly bringing back the ranking system. So that's a good thing.
Oh, okay. At least all these matches are good. We got television now, not on fucking YouTube.
Yeah. And that forces him to come up with logic booking.
Right.
And if he wants to make a certain guy, you know, big to deal, then he's gonna have to earn it on television in front of us.
Right. And that, yes, I'm with that.
So, I'm with that too.
And yeah, that's a good thing.
Apparently, Minoru Suzuki is gonna be wrestling Adam Copeland on Dynamite. That is gonna be wild. I can't wait to see that. To be honest with you.
Maybe. That's crazy. My man Adam Copeland giving all the guys the rubs.
Well, Minoru Suzuki is not a young guy, so...
I know, that's why I said it. Hey, Adam Copeland. Open challenges, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, he got to get his win-loss record back up, to be fair. If you want to try to go after Christian... If you want to go after Christian again, so that's a smart strategy.
Yeah. That's true.
Nah, but Penta, they set up a match for Penta too.
He's fighting
quite a few matches.
Fighting Hangman.
Oh God, he's gonna lose that too.
Yes, he is. He
And Swerve is fighting fucking
Jeff.
Jeff Hardy, yeah. Jeff Hardy, who they look like, I don't know if he was acting out or what, but Jeff Hardy looked like they might be turning Jeff Hardy heel.
Yeah, that could be story. Him bitching online. Story.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. They're sucking up to the Young Bucks. That could be something.
Yeah, word.
Word. God. Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it, people. Not too bad. This up. Nice. We are on the road to WrestleMania. Finally. I'm pretty sure next Saturday. Rumble. Watch Thursday Night Wrestling next week. So I'm pretty sure Nick Namath is having his first match on TNA.
Zachary Wits.
I'm checking to watch that for sure. I know he. And they have Steve Bumlin try to interrupt his shit. And I'm like, get the. Steve Mack. Trying to fucking.
This is my sandbox! This is my sandbox!
Sandbox! The fuck? I'm trying to talk shit to Ziggler. Like,
this
now,
is my base of operation!
Like, now this is a whole different type of story. Ziggler is the big Nick Fish. Who the fuck is you talking to like that? If I was Ziggler and they were doing the promos, I would have been like, nah, bro, you gotta write my script. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? like, you know what I mean? You know who you're talking to? I'm the blonde. Like, what? Stop playing. What? Nah, but that's gonna be nice though. I'm definitely gonna tune into that next week. But yeah. This is the upcoming week for Rumble, people. This is what I feel like this pay-per-view is gonna really, 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 really kick off the road to WrestleMania really nicely. So I'm looking forward to it, people. I think it's gonna be nice. So but yeah, people, that just about wraps up everything.
Yeah.
There's little things on Spotify, whatever. You guys can leave your own comments. You guys can talk with us about what you thought about our show, what you thought about the shows throughout the week. You know, let us know what you guys think, and we appreciate it. It's nice. It's nice to have a little back and forth with our audience. So I want to tap into that more. And for those people that are listening around the world, I truly appreciate it. Didn't really notice that most of our fans come from out of the States. So I just want to say thank you to everybody around the globe listening and tuning in and, you know, listening to our opinions on wrestling, because we just see it. We don't believe we're right or wrong. We never believe that. We like to think we have good ideas and our ideas actually make sense, but never ever have we ever came on here gloating about us, you know, us, what we say is always right. We're not like that. Me and RJ are not like that. So I just want to say thank you guys for all of you for supporting, tuning in, and we appreciate it. We truly appreciate it. Kicking off 2024 with a bang, with a couple of nice shows. And yeah, I just want to say on behalf of both of us, I want to thank you guys a lot. It means a lot. And that's why we do it.
Yeah, no, definitely. No doubt. I mean, I echo everything you said. Couldn't have said it better myself. We appreciate all the love, the support. Even if you disagree with us, like we're not funny guys like that. Oh, I can't believe you disagreed with us. We right. All think differently and this, that, and the other. And we all have different thoughts to bring to the table. And it's fun to kind of see why you guys think the way that you think, especially if it's logical, if it's coming from right. A logical place. You got reasons to back up the way you feel. Like, I'm all for that. I'm
Me
all
too.
For a
Word.
educated and pro debate. You know, Word. I'm always for that. But
Word.
Or not even the debate, but just discussion.
Word. Yeah, discussion. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
because we never
got. But the disrespect shit, I'm never gonna disrespect anybody over wrestling. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna call anybody a jackass because a certain person doesn't like what I like or this, that, and the other, you know, or feel the same way that I do. Like, everybody yeah. has their preference. Everybody has this, that, and the other. So I'm good. But I appreciate everybody all the same. You know, we do what we do, and we appreciate the people that's rocking with us and fuck with us, period. So Word. Thank you.
For real. And yeah, people, we hope you guys enjoy your Sunday. If it's cold where you at, stay warm. It's brick up here. It's like 9 degrees out here. Stay warm. Enjoy football. Let's go Lions. I'm hoping Lions pull out another dub. It's a nice run they're on right now. I hope they Bucks. I don't think the Bucks. I don't even know how the Bucks got this far, but I'm hoping the Lions pick up that dub and fuck the Chiefs. I'm tired of seeing the Chiefs every week, every Super Bowl. So, but yeah, people, thank you guys again. And we're gonna catch you guys next week. And you know, make sure your life is too sweet.
Too sweet. Catch you guys later.
We'll catch y'all.